This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf Hashvuah. We're up to Siman Mem Aleph. I want to give a big yashar koach to Rabbi Yeager for giving the Dvar Halacha every day. Appreciate it. The Olam very much enjoyed. Shkoyach. Okay, we're continuing Siman Mem Aleph. Din Hanoisei Masoi Ech Yenag B'Tfilin. Someone who's carrying a package, how should he accord himself with Tfilin? In other words, you're carrying something. What's the proper way to carry the tefillin? Says Mechaber, Hanoisei Masoi Aroishai, someone who's carrying a package on their head. So it's very hard to balance a package on your head when you got the tefillin on. Choleitz tefillin shorosh ad sheyaser hamasai. You remove the tefillin shorosh until you take off the package. Va'apilu mitpachtoi asur lahaniach al harosh sheyesh by tefillin. Even your wrapping, even your hat, it is prohibited to put on your head that has tefillin. So this mitpacha, some kind of headscarf, should not be put on the head, not the hat, but rather the headscarf, which is used basically to shoulder the burden of the package. So you can't put on if you have tefillin on. Avodavar shadarka litim rosh, something which is typically on the head, could go in koiva, for example, had oimit snefes or a turban, mutter, that is permitted. Says Ramah Hagava, Fil Hochim, who Masui Kaved, Arba Kabin, Vatfilin Nidchakois, Sarach Lahasiran. Nevertheless, if it's a heavy burden of 4 Kav, and the Tfilin are then being pushed out of its place, you need to remove it. So, Lachara, this means that if the hat is too heavy, in other words, a Stramel, which weighs, I don't know, 67 pounds, I'm not sure how heavy it is. But if it's heavy and it's going to put the tefillin out of the right place, then you cannot have the hat. In other words, the hat is a problem if it's too heavy. Says Mishnah Berurah Hanoisei Masoi, Zeh Mairi B'chol Hayom. This is talking about the rest of the day. In other words, if someone has to carry a package during Shema and Shemon Esrei, then you don't take off the tefillin. Lo b'shas kriyas Shema Tefila v'ayin l'kaman simit tzadi zayin sif hei. Okay, says Mishnah al Rosha. Vimhu noisei masay al yadiv makam tefillin. Let's say you're carrying something on your arm in the place of tefillin, like an alligator. You know, you're carrying an alligator on your hands, so that could interfere with the tefillin shal yad. The mistama mechusin heim. Mistama, the tefillin shal yad are covered. The leka gnai ain sarach lachlois. In other words, there's a fundamental difference between carrying a package on your head and on your arm. On your head, the tefillin shorosh are supposed to be uncovered. So if they're uncovered, the package is going to be on the tefillin. So in that case, it's a gnai. However, if it's on the arms, which the tefillin shoyad is covered, you don't have to take it off. Kiyim b'sheyesh b'hamasa arba kavin. Unless the masa has 4 kav, the oz mistama tefillin roitz etzoyis al yidei zeh, because then the tefillin probably gets shaken up through this and could get ruined. Choleitz tefillin shorosh. You take off the tefillin shorosh. V'myachal l'salei kamasu l'tzadim shalai b'makam ha'tefillin. If it's possible to remove the package to the side, not in the place of tefillin, mashen primagadim demutar. In other words, let's say you could balance the package, like, I'm not sure how, where you're planning, where on the head. He has a big head, so he could balance the tefillin on the head, not in the place of tefillin. You know, you get the on the yarmulke, you know, the tzuris are going around, and you're not putting it on the makam tefillin. It's from the prima gadol's nazir. Motur mikol makam im yesh masar ba kavin. If there are 4 kavin, if it's a weight of 4 kav, nirash yesh lahachmer af b'chahi gavna, it would seem that you should be machmer even in such a case. Ayin beisesi. Ulahoitzi zevel al roishai. Now you want to transport fertilizer. Afilu ma'at. Afilu tzdadin. Aser. Why? So, in other words, you want to just take in an ounce of fertilizer. I have a friend in the north of Eretz Yisrael. He deals in high-end worm fertilizer. Not stam fertilizer. High-end fertilizer. still, you want to take out a little bit in a schnapps glaze. You want to put it on your head. Can't do it, even a little bit. Unless, when you take off the ton sharosh from upon you, shari, then it's permitted, after noise of shalyad. Meaning, if you want to transport fertilizer on your head with the ton shalyad on, that's okay. Vim yirtza lohoitzi zeval al hayad. Now, what if you want to transport fertilizer by hand, not on your head? Then, efshar dafilu matfilin he mechusim bevegadav, it could be that even if the tefillin are covered in your clothing, ika bezeh bezayon la tefillin shalav, then there's a bezayon for the tefillin. So it's more of a bezayon if you're transporting it by carrying it. Not sure why transporting it in one's hand is considered a bigger bezayon than transporting it on one's head, but that's a bezayon for the tefillin. The dirsha brings down. What about you're a nurse, you're a, not a nurse, but a man nurse, a male nurse, or a doctor. You want to transport a bag of urine, or somebody had his urine tested and whatever, in a test tube or in a jar. So if someone is wearing tefillin, they can transport a avit shamei raglayim for bedikas choyla wearing tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch does say it's Simon Mem Gimel, Siftes, the Baal Nefesh, Shvi Machmer. Mutter. Then it's permitted. This is going on a hat. A hat is permitted. Abdu Munach ala tefillin. Ein bezeh bezayin latun. Even though it's put on the tefillin, it's not a bezayin for the tefillin. Kivan shudach malbush. So you're allowed to have tefillin, you're allowed to have a hat on the tefillin. It's not a bezayin, because it's the derech amavsh. Now, I assume that means it's not covering the shalroish. Now, I know some people, they wear two pairs of tefillin, and they hide one of them under their yarmulke. Okay. But, im ha'kovel ha'gadov, you have a very big hat. Yizar she'koved ha'kovel lo yasar eton magam ra'ilahem. Should be careful, the weight of the hat doesn't move the tefillin out of its place. Now, what is considered too heavy of a hat? Arba kavim, which is chaf hei l'troish, Sheshoiklin by Hakesef Biprag. It's 25 litrais in the way they measure silver in Prague. According to the Chazonish, it's 9.6 liter. But according to Chaim Noah, it's about half of that, 5.5. Nidchakos. Now, this doesn't mean Ein Perusha Shatfilim Zazim Ukam Legamri, Beimenachim Kaden. It doesn't mean that the Tulin are moving out of its place completely and they're not in the Munach properly. This is obvious that it's aser. V'afilu imason kal, even if it's light. Al ratzalemer shemunachim b'mkayman b'doichak. Machmas hamasa shemunach aleim u'mekatzes mkayman. It doesn't mean it pushes it out of its place completely, but it's starting to put pressure on it because of the weight, and it's sort of mitigating its space. So in other words, not pushing it out of its place, but rather it's getting very cramped. So now they're in danger of slipping beyond the place. The Bach is Mekel regarding this by a hat or a turban. I wonder if the Ben Ish Chai, when he put on tefillin, or the Chida, whether, let me see. Here. I wonder if he took off this turban. There is a little spot over here. I don't know. If anybody has any information, Ben Ish Chai. Yeah, he looks very wrapped in that picture. Yep. So I don't know. We have to investigate. But it seems like if it's heavy, it's an issue. If it's going to infringe on the place, that's the Ramos says it's a problem and the Bach is making. Okay, great to see everyone. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Thanks again, Rabbi Yeager. Atzlacha, kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.